July of last year in 06. Mm-hmm. And the reason was a couple of things. First of all, it was we had our program is based on the ability to have mentors with youth. And so because of the end of the summer, we had lost some of our mentors going back to college. We just were going to be short-staffed. So we wanted to take the time to hire the right people and who can both run the club and also who can do mentorship. So that was a part of it. The other part of it was that following all of the gang activity that happened all over Tacoma last summer, we really wanted to take some time to ask both a club, but also as a social service, to really assess what our role can be in the community as far as reducing gang violence and, right, and everything. So we took some time to talk with our community leaders and local businesses and other social service organizations. And so we did take some time to do that. And then also, we did some renovation. So the inside of the club looks a little bit different. We got all sorts of sounds and the movement light. And we've got some VIP skating areas, we've got a meat cafe, so that also took obviously a lot of time to get all that stuff put together. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Yeah, and I think it's important to note that only the Friday night activity shut down. Mm-hmm. We actually put Friday in morning, you know, I didn't lose a job or anything. We kept the majority of our program is mentoring, so we stayed doing that the whole time. We had some sporadic activities. And then the other thing that happened at the Brick City Project also maintained during that time.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. And so what sorts of, I mean, now that you're will be up and running again this Friday, this is the first time since, like we said, last July, right, for the Friday night.
Right.
I mean, what kind of changes that have you made? I mean, as far as, you mentioned the renovations, but I mean, are there, like, other changes as well? And
yeah, there are. Most of the changes that we decided to make were things that really help this community with security issues. Mm-hmm. So the first thing we did was we installed an 8-camera system that records both inside and outside of the club so that we have complete video coverage of everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a new security team that's in place. So what we had before was essentially highly trained volunteers. We would get volunteers from all over Tacoma who are interested in working with youth. They would go through training, and we had a staff person that coordinated them. Now, we actually have partnered with a professional security team. So we have six professional security team members who will be here every week. We also, and we'll continue, obviously, to hire the police, like we've done, and we have a great relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a new system as far as entry is concerned. So we've always maintained a database of all of our kids. I call kids. All of our users out here. But now it's off of a scan system. So they literally scan their Washington State ID in. We have a clock that lets us know when everybody comes in. And then we also are able to follow who's been in the club and everything like that. So that's really great. And then the other changes that we made to the building really just have to do with making it look, you know, cooler on the inside, better sound, better light, all that kind of stuff. And then, obviously, we've got also a really strong focus around our programming, so we've got more artists coming in, we've got more DJs, and really just